I really think the company should come out smoking a cigarette and just go, yeah, no, we didn't. We tested nothing. So? Oh, we've killed some people in the past. We bribed others. I'm sorry. Does that bother you? Proceed. Get the shot. What's the problem? Yeah, we patented this before it came out. So? So what? Go about your business. Worry about the next, pro-life, pro-this. Get in the circus and shut your mouth. Isn't there a ball game on?
You'd almost respect them more if they said it like that.
I'd have more respect if they said, listen, when it comes to side effects and lying to you, the good outweighs the bad. We're gonna kill and hurt a lot of people, but you know what? We're gonna make trillions. Here's a little for you, a little for you. I'm sorry. Does that bother you? Yeah, well, your kid's got ADHD. But that's okay. We got something for your kid, too.
I'm
waiting for the horns and the thing to come out.
I'm gonna assume you did not get vaxxed.
No. Good God, no. What? No, let me look at the odds. Hey, what happens if I get it? Well, most likely 99.9, you're going to survive. Oh, okay. What if I get it?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, gee. Which should I take? I'm sorry, but I don't live in fear. And, you know, maybe I should sometimes, but... You know, I common sense. God gave me common sense. Science is very easily paid off.
We didn't know anything about this in December. We were starting to get rumblings. China said there was some sort of an outbreak on December 31st. But Dr. Barrick signs a government deal with Moderna. I want to read it exactly to you. This deal was made. It's confidential. It's 158 pages long. It is, if I skip to page 104, they are entering a specific private confidential agreement. The NIH appears to be transferring technology to Dr. Barrick, but what they're making clear is, quote, mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates developed and jointly owned by NIAID and Moderna. Now, this is weird because it's 2 weeks later that we know there's a problem. They signed that deal 2 weeks before, and they sign it with the doctor who happened to be a partner with the Bat Lady in Wuhan. Here's where it gets really dark. These are the same group of people that in the end of January begin to have meetings and they shut down and begin to smear anyone who's looking into the lab leak theory. They establish that's not true, don't even look there. It appears to be collusion. We've passed this on to several people in Congress and the Senate. We know Rand Paul is on this, and Dr. Fauci has some answers to give.